Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody beside you, tonight is my night. You are not saying it very well. Say it as if you mean it. And I declare, this night, all your blessings and miracles will get to you. They shall be delivered to you. In the name of Jesus. I'm glad to be here again. It's been so wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. You know why I'm so glad to be here today? Because of Mommy's birthday. That's why I said it wasn't a coincidence. It was a divine arrangement. So bless the name of the Lord. When I woke up this morning and I saw some of the greetings online, I said, wow. So I'll be here in the evening. Amen. And I'll be the number one person to eat the birthday cake. Glory to God. Alright, let's wave our hands to God of heaven and give Him praise. Let's give Him all the glory. Let's give Him all the honor. Let's give Him all the adoration. He's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, I am that I am. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. Thank you, Son of God. Blessed be your holy name. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Amen. Let's just take that song one more time. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. You are the God of everything. Let somebody say, believe me, amen.
Amen.
Alright, tonight I've not come to preach. have not come to preach. I will not be preaching tonight. But I have come with the word of the Lord. I have come with the mind of God. As a matter of fact, I have prepared what I'm going to preach today. Every responsible pastor invited for about 2 or 3 weeks must know that we prepare for first day, second day, and third day. But then, yesterday night after we left here, I got home. Mama was here to come. And I was just taking my time to pray in the Holy Ghost in the bedroom. And the Holy Spirit said, tomorrow, I want you to minister my mind to the people. And the word he gave me yesterday is no more delay. Amen. Now, Pastor Dewey, the word is coming directly to you first of all. There are some doors that are due for opening. I've come tonight not as a preacher, but I've come tonight as a prophet. For Icon of Glory House as a church and for individual. As I begin to share briefly on what the Holy Spirit lay upon my heart, I want everybody to jump into the pool of prophecy. But majorly, the Lord asked me to go and speak to you that there are some doors that have been due for opening. But God said, I shouldn't declare. Tomorrow we'll be declaring door to open. And the prayer you led us tonight. But the Lord said, go as a prophet. Go and tell them. Tell him. As a pastor and as a leader of this church, as a face of Icon, that no more delay. Yeah. That is the word of the Lord tonight. Let it sink to your spirit. Let it sink to your spirit. That's why I've told you that I've not come to preach this night. I've not come to preach this night. Now let me quickly say this to you. There are some things when it happens, devil wants you to feel as if God is not with you. Especially when there is delay. You have prayed. You have sown seed. You have done everything possible that you think is in your capacity to do. And yet, it's like those things are not happening. And it's like there is a delay taking place. Then devil wants you to feel that, yeah, God is not with you at all. But I searched through the scripture. I've been looking at pages of Bible, upon pages of Bible. Everywhere that men have delay, God always raised a prophet to go and break the yoke of delay in their lives. And that is what God is sending me here to do tonight. Every delay that I've kept Icon of Glory House on the same spot tonight, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that joke of delay will be totally destroyed. It is not my wish. If it's according to what is in my heart, I will only preach what you gave me to preach. I can connect this now to door and whatever. But that is the word of the Lord tonight. That is the word of the Lord tonight. Whatever be the power, whatever be the devil that has caused a delay for too long, that will tarry for too long on the same mountain as a church, tonight, the power of God has come to move you forward. To move you forward. You know, the Bible says something in the book of that Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, he says, since the day of John the Baptist until now, he said, the kingdom of God suffered what? Violent, and the violent take it by force. So on several occasions, devil want to bring a delay in order for you to feel bad, as if God is no more in control, as if God no longer answer prayer. It's just a lie of the devil. But God, when he want to do his own work, he will always send a man with a word to go and break that yoke. And that's what God has sent me here to do tonight. Every yoke of delay upon ICG, all of them are totally destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says something. He said, it shall come to pass on that day. He said, the body shall be removed off thy shoulder, and the yoke shall be removed off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And now listen to me tonight. Anyone in this house that have been operating under the oppression of delay, that yoke will be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is the word of the Lord for ICG tonight. This is the word of the Lord for ICG at this season. There are doors that are overdue for you as a church to open. There are doors that are overdue for you as a church to open. There are doors that are overdue to open as an individual. And I hear the Lord saying, no more delay to them. No more delay to them. Now let me quickly say this. Delay is a spirit. Delay is what? Is a spirit that need a prophetic hammer to shatter it. Delay is a spirit. Delay is a spirit. And devil always organize it in order to make you feel bad. It could be marriage. It could be in childbearing. It could be in breaking forth in life. It could be in getting to where God is taking you. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
You know, today when some people come around us, they say, well, we glorify God for what God is doing in this place. I've told Pastor Adeo, your time's without number. We had a terrible delay on the issue of venue. It was bad. A terrible delay. If I got to a point, I keep asking God, do you really call me? We had services under rain. As rain is falling like this now, we are under rain. There was one Sunday, Mama was crying. Mama was terribly crying. From there, we move again to another place. That place is another terrible place. Very terrible a place. And we're there for 1 year like that. From there again, when we go to that Nikangbe where we are now, we enter the place, nothing. There is nothing. No place to keep our drum. No place to keep. We didn't even have equipment. We only have drum that time. And there is one guardy house where we are keeping our drum. One morning, we got there after eating everything. It was so terrible and it was so bad. I started feeling God is not with us. But then I later discovered that there are few things that God allows when delay is taking place. So this night, I want you to see them. I'll soon show you one or two scriptures. Then we begin to pray that the yoke of delay is destroyed tonight. I am moving tonight.
Amen.
You are moving tonight.
Amen.
Oh, I didn't hear your voice. I said, you are moving tonight.
Amen.
All of you that have stayed on the same spot for a longer period of time, every joke of delay, the break, the backbone of delay is totally destroyed this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Why I'm happy is because God has sent his word. The Bible says, sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now listen to this. When you are on the Lord's side, delay is for preparation. When you are on the Lord's side, God used the period of delay to prepare you. So don't look at yourself as if something bad has happened to you.
Yes, it is the arrangement of the devil. But God used that opportunity to prepare you. To prepare you very well. And over prepare you. Very important. To prepare you and over prepare you. Little did you know that Jesus had a delay for 30 years. He couldn't start ministry. But God was preparing him on the inside. God used 30 years to prepare him for ministry of 3.5 years. Ministry of 3.5 years. And I tell you, people of God, up to today, the impact of that ministry cannot be wiped off. God used that opportunity to prepare him. So maybe you are there, you have been delayed for a longer period of time. Focus your attention on your preparation. Stop complaining. Focus your attention on your preparation. Sir, God is using this period of delay to prepare ICG. Somebody is not hearing me. It's preparing you. Very important. Number two, ceasing of delay is a ceasing of building capacity, faith, and strength. Ceasing of delay is a season of building capacity, faith, and strength. It's a period of building capacity, faith, and strength. Very important. Very important. It's a time that God used in building capacity inside of you. Building capacity inside of you. The prophetic ministry of Moses cannot be compared with any other prophetic ministry in the Bible. But do you know God took him to the wilderness of Midian for 40 solid years and building capacity inside of him? No wonder at the stretch of a single hand of Moses, Red Sea swept up the entire land of Egypt. How did he do that? God built capacity inside of him. Look at the capacity God is building inside of you. Stop looking at what is going on around you. On several occasions, we are given to external attraction. But there are some things that God is doing internally inside of you. Focus attention on that and concentrate. God is building your faith. It takes time for faith to grow. So God used the period of delay to grow your faith. I surely tell people, as I'm standing here today, I can dare anything. I can dare anything. If Holy Spirit laid it upon my heart to get yet today, I will dare it. You know why? God has built capacity inside of me. God has built my faith over the years. God has built my faith over the years. Can somebody say amen? God has built my faith over the years. God has built my strength over the years. I may look quiet. I may look as if I'm tired. But on the inside, I'm not tired. Why? Because God has used the period of my delay to build strength inside of me. Also, season of delay is a season of test. Whether you trust God truly. Whether you trust God truly. Whether you trust God truly. Our sister that welcomed us to God's presence the other time was talking about Joseph. Joseph was in the prison, but he never complained. God allowed him to go through that test. God allowed him to go through that test. Yes, he trusted in God. No wonder he came out triumphantly. No wonder it was so easy for him to forgive his elder brothers. No wonder it's so easy for him to serve the land of Egypt for many years and never mention the name of the man that sentenced him to prison. He never mentioned the name of Potiphar because he concentrated on the trust of God for his life. There are many of us today that God cannot trust us. Reason is because you have not gone through delay. You have not been through the season of delay. Now, I'm saying all of this for you to know that God did not program delay to break you. God programmed delay to make you feel bad. Devil programmed delay to make you feel bad. But God turned delay around to make you great, to make you strong, to make you powerful. And tonight, that delay will be over. Amen. Your door will be open. Amen. I think somebody will say louder, amen to that. When something big is also coming your way, it takes a little delay to prepare it. It takes a little delay to prepare it. I usually, when I get to this type of a point, whenever I'm preaching, I tell people, I say, let's examine the women that had delay in the Bible. Let's look at every one of them. All the women in the Bible that had delay, let's ask ourselves questions. Is there any one of them that didn't deliver? None of them, except one. And who is that person? Michal, the wife of David. Because she caused her own barrenness by her own mouth. But every one of the women that had delay in the Bible, all of those women, one after the other, go and check them. None of their child, the child they gave birth to after the era of delay, none of them had a child that is for them. None of them that had a child that is for them. Every child that come after delay is always for the nations. Go and check it. Abraham had a delay. The child that came after that delay was Isaac. He's the carrier of the seed and the blessing of Abrahamic covenant till today. Isaac stood as a bridge to pass the covenant to the next generation. After them, look at Isaac himself. He had a delay. When Rebekah will give birth, he gave birth to two children. But the one that God favored among them was Jacob. And look at Jacob. Jacob was for nations. In fact, he became a nation himself. Somebody's not hearing me? He became a nation. That's a child after delay. Go and check them out. Then after that, we saw somebody. What's the name of that person? We saw a woman called the wife of Manoah. And that is something that was delivered after that time. And something was not for that woman and that man. Yes, something was for the nation of Israel. Yes, to deliver them from the tyranny of Philistines. Is somebody hearing me now? Yes, after that time, you remember who again? Hannah had a delay. The child that came after that delay was Samuel. Samuel was a prophet to the nation. He's not a prophet to his father's house. And that's why after they win him from breastfeeding, he was taken to the presence of the Lord forever and ever. And he never departed from Ramah. He belongs to God. Can somebody say amen? After that time, we read about the Shunammite woman. The historians and the theologians told us that the child that came after the prophecy of the man of God, Elisha, was Habakkuk. And go and read the book of Habakkuk. You will know that Habakkuk is not just a small boy in the prophetic agenda of God. He's a prophet also to nations. Go and look at John the Baptist, the son that came after the barrenness and the delay of who? Elizabeth. He became the forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was not meant for his father's house, he was meant for the house of Israel. There is somebody here tonight. Everyone that has passed through delay one area or the other, something bigger than your head is coming upon you tonight. Amen. I feel a spirit of prophecy in the house this night. I am not here to preach. That's what I've told you. Something bigger than your head. Something bigger than your pockets. Something bigger than your spirit man is about to break forth now. It's about to break forth now. It's about to break forth now. In the name of Jesus. Say it to yourself. Say, in my life. No more delay. Say it one more time. Say, in my life. No more delay. Say it again. Say, in my life. No more delay. Now let me show you two scriptures. Then I will now give you the scripture the Holy Spirit gave me. Then we now go and begin to pray. Let me just show you a place where there was a delay. And that delay shut the door of plenty in the land of Israel. That delay was terrible, that people were boiling their children. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. I start reading from verse 26. 2 Kings chapter 6. I start reading from verse 26. Amen. Amen. And at the same, as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help me, help my lord, O king." Yes, go ahead. And he said, "If the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press?" He was thinking, he's begging for food. Yeah. And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow." So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, "Give thy son that we may eat him." And she had eat her son. Yes, go ahead. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Yes, go ahead. Then he said, "God do so more also to me, if the head of Elisha the son of Shaphat shall stand on him this day." Now wait a minute. Did that scripture baffle you? Hello. You know, I said something in the church recently. I said, until Nigeria come to a point that they return back to prophets, all of this agitation, IPOB want to go, Odudu I want to go, this one want to go, we are all telling lies. Until we return back to men that carry the word for this nation. But that's not the area I'm going to now. Two women were playing game with their children. Yes, because the door has closed against them. Nothing good was happening in that land. The people that are in power thought everything is okay with the people. But people of God, life wasn't easy for them because doors were closed. And not only the door closed, there was a delay in the spirit realm. And they started boiling their children. The boy won and they ate him. And the king looked when he was hearing that story. So it has gotten to a point in this land. So the door is so much closed and there is a delay. We have been expecting that something great will happen, but nothing happened. Can you just imagine? And now these people are boiling their children. Okay, I know what to do. I know what to do. He didn't say, "Carry these two women and put them in the prison." No. He didn't say, "Go and bring the other son and kill him so that they can eat him." No. He said, "Everybody follow me to the house of Mr. Prophet." That is where we are going to end this matter. Is Elisha a CBN governor? Talk to me now. Or was he the finance minister? Was he the chairman of World Bank? So what concerns a prophet with the economy of the nation? Now, I'm trying to show you this, that sometimes, truly that delay is on your academics. Truly that delay is on your marriage. Truly that delay is on your finance. Truly that delay is in your ministry. But what you need is the word of a prophet. What I say you need? Of a prophet. That woman, that man, that king discerned correctly. He knew what was going on. He knew that there is no one that can bail us out. But why he said, "I'm going to bring down the head of Elisha," is because Elisha has also kept quiet for too long. So let's go. Let's go to his house. And he said, "If his head stand on him to this day." Let's go to verse 1 of chapter 7. I think it should be chapter 7 verse 1. Yeah. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Just hear the Lord. Tomorrow. Let's all say tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But our own is not tomorrow, it's today.
Yes, sir.
He said tomorrow. About this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, verse 2. Okay? He said, then a Lord whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might these things be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And what was the next thing? And there were 4 leprous men at the entry in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? By the grace of God, when you get home, you can read the old scripture. But the most important thing here is the word of a prophet came. And likewise, God has sent me with a word to you tonight. There is a word of the Lord to you tonight. No more delay.
Amen.
Do you agree with that word?
Yes, sir.
No more what?
Delay.
No more delay. When Anna was facing a delay, Anna went to Shiloh for a Shiloh program, a Shiloh Passover, a Shiloh yearly anniversary. But that year, Anna said, everybody return home. I'm going nowhere. I want to stay in the presence of the Lord. Do you know she was praying? She was praying. She was praying. She was praying. The Bible says we didn't understand her language, but we only see her mouth moving. We only see her mouth moving. When the man of God will come out, who is that man of God? Eli. Eli just look. He said, We have told you people that you should stop coming to this place by drinking strong wine. You are drunk now. And Anna look up. He said, sir, I'm not drunk. I'm seriously under distress. I'm seriously under trouble. There is a delay in my life that I don't understand what has caused this delay. I marry as a virgin. I don't have any problem. Why should this happen to me? And the man of God said, go home. The Lord God of Israel has answered thy petition. That word broke the yoke of barrenness. I don't know who is here this night. Whatever be the delay that you have been facing, freedom is coming your way right now. Let me show you the word that God gave me for you tonight. Then we go and begin to pray. Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10. Revelation chapter 10. And help me look at verse 6. Give me in Amplified. Give me in Amplified. Thank you. Okay? Pastor Adeoye, can you stand up and help me read? Read with a very loud voice, because this word is coming to you first of all. Before coming to everybody tonight. It's coming to you as a church. It's coming to you as a minister. This is your word tonight. And this is the word the Lord gave to me for everybody tonight. Yes, can you just read it, sir?
And
swore in the name of by him
who lives forever and ever.
Who lives forever and ever.
Who created the heavens?
Who created the heavens?
The sky.
The sky.
And all they contain.
And all they contain.
That the and the earth and all that
and
it contains.
The earth and all that it contains.
And the sea and all that it contains.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
He swore. That no more time should intervene.
No more time should intervene in all that belongs to you.
Amen.
Just go ahead.
And there should be no more waiting or delay. Amen.
No more what?
Waiting or delay.
Say it again.
Waiting or delay.
Say no more waiting.
No more waiting.
No more delay.
No more delay.
Say it again. Say no more waiting.
No more waiting.
No more delay.
No more delay.
Say it again. Say no more waiting.
No more waiting.
And no more delay.
And no more delay.
That is the word of the Lord for somebody here tonight. The Lord said, no more waiting.
Amen.
Your season of waiting is over.
Amen.
Mama opened a place for me now. He said, waiting does not reduce you. He said, waiting does not reduce you. He said, waiting makes you get better. In the book of Romans, he said, waiting makes you get better. Waiting does not destroy you. But the Lord said, your season of waiting is over.
Amen.
Your season of delay is over.
Amen.
Everything, every door you are believing God for to open, all of them are opening after the other now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One after the other.
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 Amen.
Shout it louder. No more delay in my life.
No more delay in my life.
Say it one more time. Say no more delay in my life. Say it again. Say no more delay in my life. Can somebody say louder, amen?
Amen.
I would just want you to say it briefly to your life. Because what God told me is prophesy into their life tonight. Prophesy into their life tonight. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, I want you to know that even the prophet find it very difficult to believe. But the Lord said prophesy. That a dead and dried bones, exposed bones, somebody is not hearing me. The Bible said they were very dry. Is that not what the Bible says? They were very dry. And yet God said, can these bones live? The prophet looked at the bone. He looked at God. He quickly put it back to God. He said, only you knows. He played it safe. But the Lord said, young man, prophesy. You mean I should prophesy, or you, God, will prophesy? I know when you prophesy, there will be power. But the Lord said, no, the power is in your mouth. Oh God. Likewise tonight, the power is in your mouth.
Amen.
Are you ready to shatter that yoke?
Yes.
I want you to go and declare tonight, you are going to call upon the name of Jesus. Every yoke of delay tonight, they are shattered in my life. Every delay that has kept my door shut, tonight, I shatter them by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Yes, Lord. Declare, no more delay. Everyone, those things that you have been believing God for, no more delay. In marriage, no more delay. In finance, no more delay. In career, no more delay. In academics, no more delay. Ministerially, no more delay. Declare no more delay in your life. 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 Rabba Shata Kayabalaba. Declare no more delay in your life. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
I hear a strange thing from the mouth of the Lord now. Come over, Pastor. I'm going to anoint you tonight. No more delay.
Amen.
No more delay.
Amen.
Everything that be your desire over this ministry that have been lingering, no more delay to them.
Amen.
That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. You wake up tomorrow morning, you just discover that things are changing.
Amen.
you'll be receiving some telephone calls that will turn the story of your ministry around positively. In the name of Jesus. Immediately I finished prophesying over you, we are going to handle the microphone and declare that the people should move. God didn't come down from heaven to speak for Moses. The Lord said, Moses, tell these people to move. I say, Jim must move.
Amen.
There is a prophetic release tonight.
Amen.
That we make ICG to move.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Marusata kayambrahalia. Le pranoso toko yibrahalia kitemo. Mommy, please come and stand at his back. Le gadebo zunde ke yibrahalia kitemo sutaya. Rahalia Sande ke Yibrahilia ketemo sutaya. I stand in the fullness of God's power. I stand in the fullness of God's anointing. I come with the authority of my calling tonight. I don't care what has been causing delay in this place. I don't care what has been causing delay for many years over this ministry. But today, the yoke of delay is totally shattered in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's servant, no more delay.
Amen.
No more delay. Ruse tike yinda. Mahili ketemo suta kayaba. Labra gadaba zande ke yibrahilia. Maruse zeli bayede ke yebo. I hear the Lord that you are still long around this mountain. I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking in the spirit realm. Lebruza deke yimbra katemo zunda kayaba. Laketemo suta kayaba. I hold you by hand tonight. I move you beyond the imagination of men. Le kratona sindeke yibra deka yibalosta. Let the cloud of glory maha liketima sundaya. Rade kayibra halia ketemo zunda kayaba. Rosa de kayebo zunde kayibra halia. I decree tonight, tonight, mark the beginning of movement.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The door is open.
Amen.
For sons of men to hear your voice.
Amen.
The door is open. For this ministry to fund ahead.
Amen.
The door is open.
Amen.
Nothing will hinder your movement anymore.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Legadebo zunde ke yibrahalia. Rigadaba zanda kayambrahalia ketemo zudaya. Yes, that's what's thinking now. Malike temo suta kayamba sadeke yibrande. Lebri de debo zunde ke yibranga debo zunda kayaba. Labrike dibas konto koyade ke yibrahilia. The same God that moved me forward, that broke the yoke of delay in my life, that same God has come for you tonight. 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 No more delay.
Amen.
Your movement starts from today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I move you forward.
Amen.
In the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I move you forward.
Amen.
In the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I move you forward.
Amen.
In all that God has deposited into your calling, I move you forward.
Amen.
No more strandedness.
Amen.
No more staying on the same spot.
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's serve it in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is done.
Amen.
It is done. 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 It is done.
Amen.
Everybody lift up your two hands to God of heaven. I declare, no more delay.
Amen.
In your lives, no more delay.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how long you have been staying on that same spot. I decree tonight by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, no more delay.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every yoke of delay is totally shattered.
Amen.
By the power of the Almighty.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I have declared the yoke of delay to be destroyed.
Amen.
So God's servant is going to come and tell you to move. He's your leader here. He's your father in the house. So he carried that unction from now to tell you to move. And when he says you should move, no devil can stop you anymore. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and bless the name of the Lord. Just give him thanks. Give him praise. God's servant, rise up. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's thank him. Let's give him all the glory. He's a great God. It's a great God. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Great and mighty is our God. Awesome wonder is our God. Creator of the ends of the earth is our God. The God of all fathers of all. Anymore. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.